Today's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
While the Phase 1 trade agreement provided some optimism for an improvement in the cotton economic situation, the China coronavirus outbreak in the early weeks of 2020 could delay China's ability to increase purchases in the near term. As a result, the potential impacts of the coronavirus represent a significant wild card in the outlook for the world cotton market in the 2020 crop year. Despite the continued U.S.-China trade disruptions, U.S. export sales to other markets have been very strong for the current crop year. As a result, the U.S. will remain the largest exporter of cotton in 2019 with 16.5 million bales. China is expected to import 2 million bales of U.S. cotton in the current crop year.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The U.S. is assumed to export 2.5 million bales to China in the 2020 crop year. With record stocks outside of China, increased production in Brazil, and a partial recovery in Australia's production, the U.S. will continue to face strong export competition in 2020.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
World production is expected to decline by 2.4 million bales in 2020, while world mill use is projected to increase to 121 million bales in the 2020 crop year. Overall, world ending stocks are projected to decline by 2 million bales in 2020. However, stocks outside of China are projected to increase to a record level. So based on the underlying assumptions and resulting cotton balance sheet, increasing stocks outside of China, increased export competition from Brazil, recovery in Australia's production, lower man-made fiber prices, all of this could have a bearish influence on cotton prices in 2020. A quick containment of the coronavirus and a successful implementation of the Phase 1 trade agreement would provide support to prices.